Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Another slow day at the Rolo's Bean Emporium. A customer!
Hey, Rolo, can I use your bathroom?
Oh, Haley? Yeah, of course. It's right over there.
Rolo, why do you look so sad?
I just thought you'd want to buy some of my famous bean soup. But you just wanted to use the bathroom, just like the last guy who was in here.
Hey, thanks for letting me use your bathroom, Rolo.
No problem, Peter. Oh, hey, before you go, could I maybe interest you in a free sample of some bean soup?
Oh, I can't hear you. I'm walking away very quickly. You know, please don't sell me anything. Okay, bye.
Stop that, I hate your soup.
Wow, I have never seen Peter turn down food before.
I said free sample, right?
Yeah, you did.
You see, business here at the Bean Emporium just isn't what it used to be. I used to be able to sell 2-3 cups of bean soup.
Per hour?
No, per month.
Ew.
But now it's like everyone suddenly hates beans.
Maybe you need an event or a performance. Something to get people in the door. Once they're here, they're bound to buy some bean soup from you.
That's not a bad idea. But what kind of event should we hold? I don't know enough random facts to host a trivia night, and nobody on the ship is funny enough for an open mic night.
Okay, ouch. But here's an idea. I've been writing some new songs recently, and I was thinking about maybe having a concert where I could perform
that. Ooh, I've got it!
We're probably thinking of the same thing.
Great, let's say it at the same time.
One, two, three.
Karaoke night!
I play a full hour of original acoustic ballads on my guitar. Wait, what'd you say? Karaoke night? Oh, yeah. That sounds way better. That's what I said, too. Karaoke night!
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
This is weird.
My story actually came to life.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone!
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Whew, thanks for helping me put up all of these flyers. We gotta tape them up all over the ship if we want people to come to karaoke night tonight.
Right. Is it okay if I add just a little part on the flyer that says opening songs from Lee?
That's too much information for a flyer. People wanna see a headline, and that's all.
Are you sure?
Hey, which one of us is running the bean business here?
Okay. So how many more of these flyers do we have to tape up?
Well, I printed 1,000 of them, and we've taped up 1, 2, 3,
7. Ooh. So 993 more to go.
Ugh, we're gonna need some more tape. Hey, while we're hanging these up, should we do a story?
Great idea.
All right, listeners, this first story is a certified bop about cinnamon buns that features the incredible Broadway actress Alicia DeLaurier. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and I'm 12 years old, and I'm from New Jersey. This is my story, The Taste of the Musical Cinnamon Buns.
There was a cinnamon bun factory on the edge of a cliff overlooking the sea. There was a nasty storm and the water surged. Then a magic spitting monster from the ocean emerged. It crawled up to the factory on hands and knees and spit its magic on the pastries with a giant sneeze. And the buns came alive and they stood on the cliff. And to everyone's astonishment, they started to riff.
Whoa! Flaky, sweet, a cinnamon treat in a fluffy frosted roll. Our voices and smell can conjure a spell that'll reach down to your soul. We're sugar and spice, but if you want nice, hey babe, we're not the ones. We're a bakery snack, and we're on the attack. Get ready for the cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns, so aromatic. Cinnamon buns, a bit dramatic. Cinnamon buns, not just any dessert. Cinnamon buns, we're so delicious. Cinnamon buns, we're not nutritious. Cinnamon buns, stand back or you'll get hurt.
The cinnamon buns had people hit. Enchanted, fascinated, and mesmerized. Two detectives knew they had to break the trance, so they traveled the world with their own song and dance.
We are detectives, fa-la-la. We save the world from cinnamon buns.
The spell was broken, they'd almost won, but they still had to beat the original bun.
Whoa, a flaky, sweet, a cinnamon treat in a fluffy, frosted roll.
So fluffy.
My voice and smell can conjure a spell that'll reach down to your soul. Get ready for the cinnamon bun.
The detectives were determined to finish their mission, so they challenged the bun to a dance competition.
Whoa!
The original cinnamon bun coming through.
Dance competition, let's go!
Yeah!
Whoosh! Mm.
Doing the swirl.
Go detectives! Go detectives!
Oh, I didn't stress, but it doesn't matter, because I'm crushing it!
You saw that?
Dance.
Those moves are pretty
dance.
Good, but I got something else!
Detectives were victorious, their game was strong, but they never would forget the bun's incredible song.
Whoa, we're flaky, sweet, a cinnamon treat in a fluffy, frosted roll. Our voices and smell can conjure a spell that'll reach down to your soul. We're sugar and spice, but if you're looking for nice, hey babe, we're not the ones. We're a bakery snack, and we're on the attack. Get ready for the cinnamon bun.
All right, everyone settle down. Welcome to Rollo's Bean Emporium. How many of you have been here before?
Oh, wow.
Ah, me too. Okay, so, sorry, I got this brand new PA system just for this karaoke night. So I'm really hoping you all try some of my bean soup. Okay, right, so, before we get started, I have a little announcement to make. Tonight's karaoke night will be a competition.
Yes!
That's right, and the person who sings the best song will win a prize.
Oh!
Okay, so first up, we have Nimini.
Oh, that's me!
Hey, I thought I was gonna go first.
Nimini's name is on the sign-up sheet before you. You'll get your turn after her.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Nimini, and tonight I'll be performing the song Star. That prize is mine.
Oh.
Okay, Rollo, hit it! I'm a star in a constellation. Constellation, a masterpiece in space. Make me part of a constellation. Constellation. Someday I'll take my place.
Yeah!
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Wow, that was pretty good. But will it win the prize? Okay, next up we have Lee.
Oh, great. Okay, hey.
Hey, everyone. Nimini, that was pretty good. But everyone knows that if you're going to do a ballad at karaoke night, you better bring it. That's why I brought my own guitar. What? Rolo, take five. I don't need a backing track.
Okay.
Okay, all right. How's this go? Okay, all right, here we go. In the car, in the car, I can see everything in the car, in the car, in the car, I see the world, and it's in the car. Thank you very much, thank you very much.
Hey, that was a side of you I've never seen.
Thank you.
Okay, up next we've got the duet. Please welcome Megan and Peter.
Hey, thanks everyone. Okay, Peter, let go of my hand.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
I am a girl with superpowers.
She's a girl. I wanna be a superhero.
But there's something that I need to achieve
that dream. Just need something to defeat.
Thank you. And we've already decided that when we win, we're going to split the prize.
No need. The prize is pretty much already mine.
Yeah, in your dreams, Lee.
Ah, what a dynamite performance. Let's hear it one more time for Megan and Peter.
Thank you.
That is going to be pretty tough to beat. But next, we've got a group song. Please welcome Siegfried, Lufa, and Baby with a Mustache.
Thank you. This next song is based on an ancient Norwegian creation myth. All eight unicorns! I'm alone in the forest, but that's okay, because I know I'm going to have an amazing day.
I'm feeling good because I'm feeling great. I'm a unicorn, and there are only eight. I'm dreaming about glitter and rainbow swirls.
OMG, there are my girls!
Wait, stop the music! Stop it! That's not even how the song goes!
Lee, don't interrupt their song!
Yeah, but Lufa didn't get the words right! Hey, how dare you? My song was clearly the best!
No, I thought our song was the best! The prize is ours!
Okay, none of you have the vocal range that I do. The prize clearly belongs to me!
Here we go. Nimini always needs to win.
Because I'm the best!
All right, okay, yeah. You know what
I
said about
that? Let's show more hands.
No! Pirates! If you're going to fight, at least do it with some of my soap.
Oh, great idea, Rolo. Hey, Peter, Megan, if you think you're so cool, maybe you should enjoy some slightly cold soup.
Well, if we're not going to win a karaoke contest, maybe we can win the soup throwing contest.
Hey, I meant fight while eating my soup. Not fight using my soup. Now there's soup all over the walls. Stop throwing soup!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Everybody stop!
Story pirates, look around. I've never seen you get in such a big fight with each other before. This competition is tearing us all apart. What happened? Why are we even fighting?
This is all my fault. I know, gasp. I was just so obsessed with winning the competition that I got carried away. Music is for everyone. I'm sorry.
No, this is my fault too. I shouldn't have made karaoke night into a competition. I just wanted us to all have fun together, eating my bean soup.
No, Rolo Lee, we're sorry. We're all guilty of getting just as carried away with the competition.
Yeah, me too.
Peter, why are you still holding my hand?
Because I'm still nervous.
Karaoke shouldn't be about who can do it the best. It's about cheering each other on.
Yeah, that's right. We're pretty good.
Oh, pirates, I'm so glad you're not fighting anymore. You know what? Everyone can split the grand prize.
Oh!
What is it?
Free bean soup.
Oh.
You know, Rolo, maybe the reason your bean emporium isn't doing so well is because you keep giving away your bean soup for free. Here, take this ship coin.
Whoa, thanks, Lee. That's so kind of you. That's like a 100% increase in revenue for the month. I'm rich. Bowls of soup for everyone.
Oh, wow.
You know, I just ate. Hey! before we all go, should we do another story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, have you ever looked around at all of your stuff and thought, what if this stuff was actually alive? Well, that's what this next story is all about, and here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Annika. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Washington, D.C. This is my story. It's called The Attack of the Stuff.
Okay, Emma, it's bedtime. TV off.
Can I finish watching Jump Rangers before I go to bed, please?
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Jump Rangers, we're in quite a pickle. The only way we're gonna get out of this one is to jump. Good jumping, Jump Rangers. It looks like our adventure has come to an end. Just remember the Jump Rangers song.
Be kind to each other, it's important to do.
Jump Rangers!
All right, time for bed.
Good night, TV.
Oh, Emma, you don't need to say goodnight to the TV. It's inanimate.
Inanimate?
That means not alive.
I don't know, Dad. Sometimes I think all our stuff is alive.
Emma, stop. The TV is not alive, just like our couch isn't alive, or our fridge, or the decorative bowl, or even our wonderful squid painting. If there's one thing I know about all this stuff, it's that it's not alive. Just look at the TV sitting there, frozen, not being alive. Anyway, bedtime.
Okay, let's go. Good night, TV.
Okay, everyone, I think they're gone. As the television and therefore leader of the house, I call this meeting of the stuff to order. First order of business, roll call. Couch.
Here.
Refrigerator.
Here.
Decorative bowl.
Here.
Okay, we're all here.
What about me?
Squid painting.
Here. Hope everyone's had a squiddly day.
Next order of business, there's something very important I want to discuss.
Slow down, TV. You're always so on. Why don't you relax a little?
I can't relax, Couch. I'm sick and tired of having to be frozen all day.
As a fridge, I for one don't mind being frozen. Get it? I'm a fridge.
This is no time for jokes. We need to come up with a plan. And the best way to do that is...
A lot of questioning.
Squid stuff.
No, not squid stuff. A lot of questioning.
Well, I think squid stuff would work too.
Who's got a question? Decorative bowl.
Why don't we sit around and do nothing? Serve no real purpose? Will that work?
No, decorative bowl. Do you have a question, fridge?
Yeah. Why should you always knock on a refrigerator door before opening?
Why?
Because there might be a salad dressing. A salad!
We need to focus.
Why don't we...
Don't say do squid stuff.
Do squid stuff?
That's it. No more questions. There's only one way we'll ever be able to stop pretending we're not alive. Tomorrow morning, we're going to attack.
Wait,
what? Do you mean?
I don't understand.
If we attack, then all the people will know we're alive, and we won't have to pretend we're inanimate anymore.
But we're stuff. We can't attack. Why, that would make tomorrow...
The attack of the stuff.
Squid.
No, the attack of the stuff. Tomorrow we'll take over the town, and then the world.
It's morning. Time to watch TV. Good morning, Tia. Where's the TV? And the couch? And the decorative bowl? And the fridge? Dad, our stuff is missing!
Oh, Emma, I'm sure it's fine as long as I have my squid painting! Ah, our wonderful squid painting! It's missing!
I'm sure there's a logical explanation. Let's take a look outside.
Good idea, Emma. I'll just open the door.
Dad, look! It's all our stuff! I knew it. I knew our stuff was always alive.
That person is going over to our fridge.
Hey, that fridge has a refreshing pitcher of lemonade in it. I'll just reach in and...
Door closed.
Ah, it snapped shut before I could get my lemonade. I feel attacked.
And there's our decorative bowl.
A decorative bowl. I'll just pour my candies into it. Perfect. Now I...
Get those off me.
The bowl ejected my candies. I feel attacked.
There's the couch. Hey, don't sit on that.
Why? It looks so comfy. And I've got a lot of important business meetings today. A nice sit on the couch will do me good.
I am comfy. Why not have a nice sit?
Boy, this is nice. I can't fall asleep, though. Got all those meetings. Oh, no. It tricked me into sleeping. I feel attacked.
Oh, no! He's going to sleep through his meetings!
Look, it's my precious squid painting. I'm sure it won't attack anyone.
Be careful, Dad.
I'll just pick it up and... nothing happened.
I can't do it. I can't attack the one person who wanted to buy a squid painting and hang it in their home. This attacking is the TV's plan. You have to stop the TV. After it takes over the town, it's going to take over the whole world.
You're truly wonderful, squid painting.
Where is the TV now?
City Hall.
Come on, Dad. And squid painting, we've got to get down there.
Another day as a mayor. I don't remember there being a TV in my office. Ooh, it's showing Jump Rangers, my favorite.
Wow, Jump Rangers, this is the biggest pickle we've ever been in. We've got to jump across this gorge, but it's real, real far.
What are the Jump Rangers gonna do? I'm enthralled.
We're gonna have to attempt our biggest jump ever. On the count of three. One, two.
No! The TV went off at the climactic moment. I feel attacked.
This is just the beginning. The stuff and I are gonna attack the whole town. And then the world. How are you gonna stop me?
With this hand!
Emma? What are you doing here? And why are you putting your hand up in front of me? What does that mean?
You've got to stop attacking, TV!
But I'm alive! And I'm tired of pretending not to be! This is the only way to show the world that I can move and talk!
Silly TV! There's another way to show people you're alive. By being kind.
Kind?
Yeah. Being kind is part of being alive. If you're kind to people, not only will they know you're alive, they'll want to be your friend.
Being kind is the squidliest thing that you can do.
Be kind? But I don't know how.
I'll teach you. Just think about something you can do for someone that they would like, then do it.
Okay. Maya, look at this.
One, two, three, let's jump!
Wow! That's the biggest jump I've ever seen! What you did made me very happy.
You know, being kind to the mayor made me feel good.
And now I certainly will remember you're alive.
And you'll never have to pretend to be inanimate ever again.
Well, Jump Rangers, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson here today, which is summed up perfectly in the Jump Ranger song.
Be kind to each other, it's important to do. Jump Rangers!
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Annika, you wrote The Attack of the Stuff.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that story?
Well, last night I had a dream where my story actually came to life.
No way, really?
Yeah. I was the girl named Emma.
You were like living in a movie of your story.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have a lot of dreams?
Yeah, and somehow I remember, like, all of them.
And when you remember a dream, does it affect the way that you live real life?
Yeah, it might sound crazy, but sometimes it has actually come true. It's weird.
You've dreamed something, and then later that dream came true.
Yeah, like, I had a dream at the beginning of the year that I was going to join the band and be a clarinet, and now I've joined the band and I'm a clarinet.
You had never even touched a clarinet before you had that dream?
Yeah.
That's so wild. Dreams are so powerful.
Yeah.
Do you think if you hadn't had that dream, you would be playing clarinet in the band?
Probably not.
Wow.
My dreams impact my life.
I love that. If a clarinet was alive, what would a clarinet sound like?
Hello, my name is clarinet.
Wow, that sounded exactly like a clarinet.
Thank you.
What else have you dreamed about recently? Like, what can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, I don't know if this is going to come true, but I had a dream that whenever I grew up, I was the president.
You had a dream you'd be president?
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Sounds to me like you'd be a pretty good one.
Thank you.
You could at least get all the stuff to vote for you.
Yes.
They'd be like, finally, a president who knows we're alive.
Yes. Okay. Hello, paper. Will you vote for me for president? I hope you're 18.
There are so many voters out there that we are not tapping into just because they're inanimate objects.
Yeah.
What would be your slogan to get the maximum amount of stuff to vote for you?
I actually had an election at my school to run for class rep. So I'm just going to use that slogan. It's best for you to vote Annika.
Did it work? Were you elected?
No. Because someone else, for their speech, they dressed up as a chicken, and her slogan was, CC is the best. Forget about the rest. Yeah, I actually voted for her, so.
Sometimes a candidate just speaks to you, and you have to cast your vote.
Yeah.
Even if they're running against you.
Yep.
And even if they're wearing a chicken costume.
Yeah, it was funny.
Thank you so much for letting me talk to you today.
You're welcome.
And thanks for letting us perform your story.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Hannah and Annika. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character from your imagination who has to perform a very important speech. Tell us who the character is, why they need to say their speech, who they'll perform the speech for, and most of all, tell us what the speech says. What happens after people hear the speech? Does your character's speech change the world? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Sam Rogal. Special guest, Alicia DeLaurier. This episode features performances by Sarah Morgan Ashy, Lauren Stripling Brody, Sasha Diamond, James Harvey, Amelia Heffron, Quentin Johnson, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Catherine Montese, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Peter Russo, Austin Sanders, Regan Sims, Nimini Ware, Matt Sembrano, and Brandon Zellman. The Case of the Musical Cinnamon Buns was written by James Harvey and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. You know, things have been so tense lately. I really need to calm down. And when I need to calm down, me and my friends just get together and sit around and do some deep breathing together. So let me just call my friends in here. Hey, probiotics!
What?
Yeah, get in here! We're doing some calm breathing! Okay, yeah, come on in, gather around. Gosh, there sure are a lot of you, and you're very small. Okay, just sit down right where you are. Okay, here we go. Greg, I said sit down. Okay, here we go. And in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Really good job, everybody. I feel better already.